Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 16th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled How DAFA Brought Amazing Changes in Children, by a Falun DAFA practitioner from Heilongjiang Province, China. China Fahui, How DAFA Brought Amazing Changes in Children, by a Falun DAFA practitioner from Heilongjiang Province, China. Children that are born into the families of Falun DAFA practitioners have predestined relationships with us, and it's our responsibility to take good care of them. I would like to share some of my related experiences. Little Jade can talk. Little Jade's father brought her to my daycare on September 3, 2018. She was big and chubby. Her complexion was dark, and she did not look friendly. As soon as she entered, she began running and jumping on the tables, chairs, and windowsills. She quickly explored every corner of the house. I held her hand and asked her name and age. She mumbled something that I couldn't understand. Her dad explained that Jade was 9 years old and that she had always been like this. Her parents had taken her to all the big hospitals. She was diagnosed with congenital neurodevelopmental dysfunction, which caused her language disability and slow thinking. She received medical treatment for years and also had one-on-one language training, but nothing helped. She couldn't go to school even though she was nine. Her family was very worried. I believed that only Master could help her. I told Jade's father, how well she does in school is not important. The key is for her to be able to speak and communicate. Otherwise, no matter how long she's in daycare, it's a waste of time, right? He nodded his head. I told him that I would use a special method to teach her. I will take her for a month. If she makes progress, you can continue to send her to me. If not, you can find other teachers. The father agreed and left her with me. I noticed that Jade only knew how to feed herself, but nothing else, such as how to wash her hands, face, or feet. She didn't even know how to clean herself after using the bathroom or how to put on clothes. If you allowed her to do something on her own, you had a big mess to clean up afterwards. Teaching her to write was very difficult. After teaching her to write the Chinese character 1 for a week, she still couldn't do it. No matter how I taught her, she just randomly drew lines. She drew lines everywhere, on the walls, the fridge, the bed frame, and all over the bathroom. She tore up the other children's books, hit people, and jumped and ran everywhere. When she twisted her ankle, she was unable to tell me. She added extra trouble to my already busy days. I knew that only DAFA could help, so I started to study the Fa with her. I started by teaching her to read Hong Yin. At first, she couldn't repeat what I said and wouldn't even listen. She kept running away. I then used food to attract her. She came back when she saw the food, but as soon as she shoved all the food into her mouth, she left. Aside from teaching lessons to other children, I spent all my spare time reading DAFA books to Jade. She slowly began speaking to me, even though I couldn't understand what she was saying. When I read the book Juan Fallen to the little practitioners in the evening, Jade kept crawling around. I asked her to listen to the Fa and taught her to sit in the meditation position. After I read each lecture, I played the recording of the lecture. While she was with me, Jade was immersed in DAFA. She gradually began listening and stopped constantly moving around. A week later, her aunt came to visit me. Jade was able to say some simple words. Her aunt was very happy. 2 weeks later, her grandparents and father came to visit. Because she was in a bad mood, Jade didn't say anything. Her grandmother took her homework book and demanded to know what Jade had learned. I told her that I didn't teach her writing due to her condition. Her grandmother was very upset and scolded me. I felt wronged, but I tolerated it and didn't say anything. I thought, how difficult it is to care for such a child. I would rather teach 20 normal children than a child like this. Your family is very competitive. I will not agree to keep her after she finishes this month. However, I thought that little Jade could already say so many words, which meant that Master was taking care of her. Master had not given up on her, so how could I give up? Weren't she and her family helping me improve my Xinqing? Why couldn't I endure their criticism? Did I just want to hear praise? Was I attached to fame and afraid of being wronged? After finding my attachments, I told Master in my heart, "Master, I was wrong again. When will I ever eliminate my human thoughts? I will definitely take good care of this little one." I continued teaching Jade to recite Hong Yin. I read the Fa to the children and played the recordings of Master's lectures for them. Her father took her home on the 22nd day. The day after she went home, Jade's father phoned and exclaimed, "My daughter can talk, and she speaks a lot and very clearly. I wish I had taken her to your school sooner. We wasted so much money taking her everywhere for treatment, but nothing helped. She is able to talk after spending just 22 days at your school. My mother was upset when she visited, but the teacher didn't say anything. Now, after seeing the great changes in my child, my mother regrets criticizing the teacher." After hearing this, I told myself not to be too happy, because everything was done by Master. I simply needed to cultivate myself well to be able to save sentient beings. However, a new problem occurred after Jade's father brought her back. Her face was dark again, and she had dark circles around her eyes. When I asked what happened, I was told that she had watched TV for 2 days. I learned that her parents were divorced 4 months before, and no one took good care of the child. I believed that not studying the Fa and watching too much TV had negatively impacted her. I told her father, "You don't have to pick her up this time. I'll take care of her. Don't worry." He was very happy, saying, "Sure, sure." When Jade's father came to pick her up 2 months later, the change was dramatic. Not only could she speak, she was also communicating with others. She could do some house chores and even took care of the other children. Her family was so happy. I talked to her father and mother about getting remarried. At first, they had different opinions. I said, "Jade has a special condition. She has made a lot of progress. Couldn't you both make some compromises and take care of her? If you won't remarry, please let me adopt her. My husband and I will take good care of her." Jade's father immediately cried, and her mother also had tears in her eyes. The father said, "I won't call you teacher. I'll call you sister. We will remarry." The mother said, "You truly are a good person. You took such good care of Jade. We truly appreciate you. We're so fortunate that we sent Jade to your school. We'll remarry. Thank you, sister." I took the opportunity to clarify the truth about Falun Dafa to them and told them not to thank me, but to thank Master. I said, "I practice Falun Dafa, which teaches me to be a good person. Master did it all. Think about it. I just read Juan Falun with Jade, and she was able to quickly change so much. Master opened her wisdom." They both nodded. I asked them, "I practice Falun Dafa. Are you afraid?" The father said loudly, "What would I be afraid of? My daughter changed so much. Falun Dafa is truly great." They both quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliations using their real names. I told them that Dafa had helped their daughter and that they needed to study the Fa with her at home, because they couldn't rely on me forever. They agreed. The broken family was reunited with Benevolent Master's help. Top Scores. When little May came to my home for daycare, she read the Fa with me and recited poems from Hong Yin. She went to a different school after first grade and gradually stopped studying the Fa. She developed some bad habits in the new environment. She became attached to spending money and even stole her mother's money. By the end of the second grade, her scores dropped down to the 80s. Her mother was worried and wanted to send her to me after school. I agreed. We recited the teachings every evening. We also read Juan Falun after she finished her homework. During winter and summer breaks, besides studying, she just studied the Fa, recited the Fa, and did the exercises. May is now in fourth grade. Unlike other kids who procrastinate until 9 or 10 p.m. to do homework, she cherishes her time. She does some homework at school and finishes all of it by 6 p.m. She meditates with us at 6:30 p.m. In her spare time, she reads and recites the Fa. She has finished reciting 4 poems from Hong Yin and has started reciting Zhuan Falun. Through studying the Fa, she has learned how to look within. She has learned to place others first and knows how to be a good child. Her scores in school improved rapidly. Her teachers and classmates all like her very much. She is now the top student in her grade. Helping a little practitioner going through illness tribulations. Annie is 9 years old and in third grade. Her mother has practiced Falun Dafa for 4 years. 7 months ago, Annie began running a high fever. She was diagnosed with leukemia and had to stop going to school. A fellow practitioner recommended her to me in November 2018. When she came, her face and lips were pale, and her nails were black. She couldn't eat much, just a small mouthful at a time. She was very thin. She was in so much pain that she cried all day, every day. She screamed at night and had no strength to even speak. Her mother had to dress her. Her hair fell out, her hands were hot, and her body was covered with bumps. I couldn't help shedding tears when I saw her. Annie and her mother were very diligent practitioners. They didn't know why this was happening. I told the mother, "We don't acknowledge this as an illness. We are master's disciples. We don't want or acknowledge any other arrangements. We only walk the path that master arranges. We studied the Fa a lot and meditated a lot. We studied master's collected Fa teachings in the mornings and studied Zhuan Falun in the evenings." At first, she cried and became angry when it was time to meditate. She also interfered with our meditation. I knew she didn't mean it. So we sent forth righteous thoughts to help her break through the interference and be able to meditate. A week later, she could meditate with us. Annie's complexion improved after 10 days, and her lips were rosy. She became stronger, had less pain, and could eat a big bowl of food at each meal. Within 2 months, her face became chubby, and she could dress herself and comb her own hair. Soon, she could sweep the floor. A month later, she could carry a large backpack and take the bus home by herself. Her mother studies the Fa and meditates with her at home. Annie has now read 40 of Master's teachings during the winter break. She recently returned to school. Many who know her have expressed their admiration for the extraordinary power of Falun Dafa. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.